From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The film Bruno is opening in a few weeks. It's a satire starring Sacha Baron Cohen as a flamboyantly gay fashion victim. He's the guy who 3 years ago brought you Borat, the outrageously fake journalist from Kazakhstan.
Sacha Baron Cohen is also the guy who sparked outrage and lawsuits because Borat was so offensive to so many people. And now, the studio releasing Bruno has started pre-screening it for gay activists and writers. The studio is hoping to derail charges of homophobia. NPR's Netta Ulaby says that judging from the trailer, there's a huge list of people this new movie could offend, not just gays.
What's up? I'm Bruno.
The character Bruno is Austrian. Some Austrians are reportedly less than thrilled with Bruno's assessment of the Austrian dream. Find a job, get a dungeon, and raise a family in it. So, Austrians, gay people, who else?
I'm at Milan Fashion Week.
Italians.
Yes, I'm going to wear the jumpsuit made entirely out of Velcro.
Definitely fashionistas.
You go out now.
Yeah. Euro trash.
Hi, welcome to Sears. How can I help you today?
You may find this very hard to believe, but I'm gay.
Okay.
Salesmen. Also, men.
Look at the four of us. We are so like the Sex and the City girls.
Women. Also, hunters.
I ain't either one of them. I'm Donnie.
That is such a Samantha thing to say.
Celebrities.
Angelina's got one. Madonna's got one. Now Bruno's got one.
Adoptive families.
So what's the baby's name?
I gave him like a traditional African name. OJ.
What?
Babies. Africans. Oh, Americans. God. African-Americans. Bingo players. TV presenters. Terrorists. People in the military. Hasidic Jews. Fetishists. Star Sacha Baron Cohen might get away with offending 9/10 of the country. We'll see what percentage is amused. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.